Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The next round of negotiations for the North American Free Trade Agreement kick off this month. And on a recent taping of KRWG-TV's In Focus, I sat down with Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association, to talk trade, NAFTA, and export growth in Doñana County. Mr. Pacheco also is executive director of the International Business Accelerator, and he writes a column for the Albuquerque Journal called Business Across the Border. This is the first preview of a three-part conversation. Jerry, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've had some interesting things happen where you work towards the end of 2017. Some very newsworthy things. And I'd like to go off and talk about that a little bit. The first one that I believe happened in October, it was reported that Doñana County and Santa Teresa took over as the top exporter in New Mexico. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. If you had said that to me 25 years ago, I would have thought you would have been crazy. Santa Teresa has 3,500 people. It accounts for about 0.001% of the state's population. If you add Sunland Park, another 16,000 people, it's 0.009% of the state's total population. That little area, that corner of New Mexico, surpassed the Albuquerque metro area and the entire state export base. We are now accounting for 53% of the entire exports that leave the state of New Mexico.
That's fascinating. I would like to get your perspective on why that happened. What were some of the things that really led to that growth?
Well, what's happened in Santa Teresa is a culmination of what we've been doing over the years. We've been recruiting out-of-state companies that have a relationship with a Mexican buyer. In other words, in Santa Teresa, we're basically a supplier base to the maquiladora, or the twin plant industry in Mexico. And over the years, we've kept adding companies, and they bring that export relationship with them to the border. And then that begets a lot of other ancillary business with sub providers and what have you. And all of a sudden, we reached a critical mass, and we could tell it was coming a couple of years ago. And I didn't know whether it was going to be 2017 or 2018, but we were pleasantly surprised that it happened last year.
I'd like to kind of get from your perspective for our audience just how business along the border operates where you're at. I mean, it seems like, you know, companies depend on multiple companies to get their product complete and to their consumers. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you take the example of an automobile, there could be five companies in Santa Teresa that are supplying that business. I always say that New Mexico and Santa Teresa is a major automotive base. People always kind of laugh at me when I say that. But it's true, because we have a multitude of companies that are making everything from the textiles for the seats to the electronics for the inside of a car, to the headliner, to the wire systems that go in the car. It's so integrated with Mexican production and production on our side. It's almost seamless, the supplier chain, which is why when we start talking NAFTA and everything, it gets to be a little hairy. It's not black and white. You simply can't just say, okay, we're going to stop this trade, or we're going to slap a tariff on a Mexican product coming in, because that Mexican product most likely has American product in it.
Let's talk about NAFTA some, because it plays such an integral role in what you're doing there. As everyone knows, President Trump has made his thoughts and opinions about NAFTA very clear. He's called it, quote, the worst trade deal in history from one of his tweets. You were here last year and talked about how that, you know, affected businesses. I'd like to hear really kind of what the vibe is right now from the companies that are there. Is there any anxiety or concern about ongoing trade negotiations?
I would say yes. I mean, of course there's anxiety because we don't know where this is going. But there's too much at stake in our economies, and we're so integrated in our the way we approach our trade bloc, NAFTA, between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Companies are wary about the NAFTA negotiations. We're going into the sixth round on January 23rd in Montreal. But I'm very encouraged because there's still the spirit of we're going to invest, we're going to go forward. Trade makes too much sense between Mexico and the United States that even if NAFTA goes away, we still have the World Trade Organization. And that whole regime of tariff reduction. And yeah, there's going to be sectors that are going to be affected negatively, and you and I, the consumers, are going to pay for that. We're going to pay higher prices for cars, consumer products, if NAFTA goes away. But that's not stopping most of the businesses that I've been dealing with, and especially in Santa Teresa, who continue to invest. They're going forward.
You can listen to the entire first part of our conversation with Jerry Pacheco tomorrow on Images at 5:30. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.